beings and who is all pervading. Work. If you're a taxi driver, through doing your own work and practicing and worshiping Krishna. A doctor, you can attain perfection at the same time worshiping Krishna. If you sell marijuana, medical marijuana, you can also attain perfection, although it's going to be much harder by worshiping Krishna, because you can't sell something that is so detrimental for the people. But if that's the only job you can find and you still continue to worship Krishna honestly, then for a certain period you'll work like that, and then Krishna will make an arrangement so you can give that work up and do something else where there's less karmic in the work. So some people, the only job they can get is working in a casino, right? Or working in Safeway, you know, at the checkout, other things. If you chant and worship Krishna sincerely, Krishna will help you be reoriented into another job where there's less karmic debt. And I've seen it happen. I knew this one guy, he had a 7-Eleven, but he was chanting sincerely. And he kept complaining to me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't. I know it's wrong doing the 7-Eleven. Because, you know, we have meat, we have lottery tickets, we have so many things that are all against Krishna consciousness. I said, just keep chanting and praying to Krishna. He became a real estate agent, sold his 7-Eleven, became a real estate agent, and then left as a computer tech IT guy, completely free. Well, of course, not completely free, because Amazon sells nonsense also, Microsoft sells nonsense. And you're never going to be completely free in this Kali Yuga, right? But at least one thing is a little better than the other. Okay. So by worship of the Lord and who is all-pervading, a person can attain perfection through performing his own work. So we'll stop right there. Any questions? Okay, so what's the purpose of the class? To learn to hear with attentively. Right? And when you learn to hear attentively, what happens? You learn. You learn. You begin to learn. Right? To hear asking you questions to see if you were hearing attentively. And by getting you embarrassed in front of everyone, you began to hear a little more attentively. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Prabhupada. Yeah.
So can you speak in front of everybody? Because these are your audience. I mean, these are your volunteers who will speak for the general population.
Also, no. See, I still have my. I also have to learn all these things.
No, but your display itself, how it will evolve, like the way you explain to me. Because these people will help you. At least some of them will help you.
So I will explain to those audience. So